This is GQDN for Friday, October 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And go check out Questworthy. I'm assuming it's a really good drink, because it's all new. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, there's going to be some stuff up there this week. And by stackup.org. A great, great community. But in today's news, could be some great things. Mario's in the news. You know he is. Oh, you know we're gearing up for Christmas because there's a new gaming monitor and it's on sale. And we will talk about the Galaxy's showcase that happened yesterday after yesterday's show. But we will begin today with Xbox, because Phil Spencer was doing some talking. Two different articles, starting with how they're using AI. So, GameSpot is saying that the convergence of AI and game creation topic will not be going away anytime soon, especially when EA wants their developers to consider AI to be a, quote, thought partners, end quote, when crafting titles. But the Microsoft Gaming CEO, Phil Spencer, was asked about how Xbox is using AI and how he is utilizing the operational purposes for now. Phil Spencer was talking about that at the PELI International Council Summit, and IGN was there with it. Quote, our applications of AI today are mostly actually on the security and protection of our networks. It's now at the scale where you can't really moderate the safety of those just people alone. The volume is too high. So we have AI that we use to make sure that the conversations, and topics that are happening, and for protected child accounts and other things, and who gets to talk to those accounts, to those people, is locked down by parents, guardians, or guardians who are setting those controls. That's our primary use of AI inside the organization today, which may be the most glamorous use of AI, but it's something that I fundamentally believe in, end quote. Now, Spencer did address whether Microsoft will encourage the developers to use AI in the creative process, and he said that he prefers the devs to make the decision by themselves. For the quote, I have found that creative teams will use tools to make their jobs easier when it makes their jobs easier. Any top-down mandate that thou must use a certain tool is not really a path to success. I look to the teams, and we make tools available, and I kind of let it organically call it, end quote. Now we do know that Microsoft is being very ambitious with the profit goals, but we will be talking about that tomorrow. But the next article, GamesRadar.com, expand on why he left it up to the developers to use AI, because they were looking at the Xbox Game Studios, Bethesda, and Activision Blizzard. And according to GamesRadar.com, they're saying that Spencer is hands-off on the AI subject, letting the developers make their choice. Further quote, on the production side, which I think is where a lot of people go, we don't have any goals in our models for that to happen. But our AI used today is much more operational than it is in the creative space, end quote. So, that is what Phil Spencer did say. And he talked a lot more about stuff, but we got a lot more to get to. Such as, somebody wants to reprise her role in Mass Effect. And according to IGN, that somebody is Jennifer Hale, because she played the voice Commander Shepard. And she said she would like to be a part of a new Mass Effect game if it is made. But she said that it doesn't have to be Shepard. She can take on any role. In fact, IGN did ask the question, quote, would it have to be Shepard or would you play anyone? End quote. But Hale did reply, quote, anyone. I love that universe. I'm ready anytime, end quote. But we also know that BioWare has not yet picked up the phone to call her up to return for Mass Effect 5. But Hale decided to take up the fight because she pleaded with the fans to let BioWare know that you would like to see Shepard return somehow. So, would you want to see her back in the BioWare for Mass Effect? Well, keep in mind that EA owns BioWare, but if the voices are loud enough, you might be able to get it done, because then it might show up in a showcase. Back to IGN, the Galaxy's Showcase 2025 did show up there yesterday, and here we go, here's the list. Mouse PI for Hire, that will come out March 2026. Dench Attack will be coming out 2026, and basically it's a Tony Hawk type game with trains. Yeah. Warhammer 40,000 Bolt Gun 2 was also announced. Dumb Ways to Party also did show up, and how players could win using a combination of skill, sabotage, and just dumb luck. They also said that Power Wash Simulator 2 is out now. Yes, I saw that up on Twitch. And it does welcome the players back to clean up the place. And the lead band of Misfits, Rock Beats, also announced too. Basically, it's Rock Beats leading the Misfits in the music world. And then there was Turnbound, which is an auto battler where you can build a haunted board, weapons, creatures, and more. Yeah, there had to be some scary stuff. This one's not. You could run your own vending machine shop with a game called Vending Token. Want to sell some food? Cool. Cigarettes? Come on, that's adult stuff. Soda pop? Yeah, yummy. And they said you can become an egg. Yes, they did. Game called Egging On. That's platform one where you can roll, jump, and climb. And that'll be coming out soon on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Yeah, something like that. Or you can just go to the Abomo District. You get to be in a world with monsters called Abomo in the Abomo District. And you can explore the place. That changes every day. And you need to catch some stuff and fish, collect bugs to cast spells, find some gear to be stronger and stronger as you hunt the weird monsters called Abomo. Well, there's a new killer in Dead by Daylight. It is the Sinister Grace DLC. It's the Kraus. So good luck with that. Or you could sleep awake. That game will be coming out on December 2nd on PC and PlayStation 5. And that's where you live in the last known city on Earth. And not everyone who falls asleep ends up missing. You could dive deep into the mystery and learn the lengths of people that will try to stay awake. Now, if you want to be a pirate, you can check out Crosswind. You'll be on the seven seas, matey. It'll be a survival crafting game where you can build some giant manors with Jolly Rogers. You can fight some giant frogs, and you can sink anyone who is in your way. You want a card game? Shroom and Gloom. Now, there's a new demo, and this is all gonna be about cards. And this is something where you could grow your cards. Interesting. And then there's the Sagas of Lumen. It's getting an RPG, and it's getting dragons. Or you can go check out Defect. That's where you have to team up with people to take down an Athenarian AI. And this is a 4v4 squad-based cyberpunk-type shooter. And you can bring your friends, or you can try to go solo. That way you can fight against the Athenarian AI, who's ruling over the last human city. Balina will be out later this year. It's Slavic folklore, and that's where you have to journey to the far, far kingdom to save your soul and become a true hero in this RPG. Or you can check out Edenfall, Legacy of the First Wardens, and that game is set to be released in 2026. You can do the long drive north. That's a solo drive or an adventure with up to four people. And it's up on Steam Early Access on November 6th. So you can take your RV and just start driving. Ayla got its official release trailer. And this is a first-person horror game that will be released on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC in November. Or you can just go the far, far west. it's magic to the Wild West. And there you'd be dealing with monsters and teaming up with three friends, a little bit of co-op. You could do some bounty hunting. If you're interested, you can join the playtest on PC right now. It's on Steam. Quantic River is another cyberpunk type game, and this one's made for speedrunners and explorers. It's if you want to try it. And there's Icarus. It's a PvE first person crafting multiplayer game. They'll be coming to consoles pretty soon. Now, right now it's available on PC, but it will be coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Or you can explore a comedic fantasy world in the Bureau, a fantastical and arcanic affairs. Exploration is a part of this one. You can check out the different environments too. Norigin was next, and there you could climb a monster and try to slay it. This is a third-person action platformer where the players will have to climb and slay towering the creature, because there you have to remember your past and your relationship with your father. Pacific Drive, Whispers in the Woods. DLC invites players to be in some exclusive zone, and that'll be the Olympic exclusion zone of the Pacific Northwest. That's the Whispers in the Woods DLC. You can try that. So Lost Art 2 will have early access in early 2026. Or you can find out what happens after media hits South Korea in Ground Zero. There you can fight some creatures, and you can do some really wicked stuff. That is one that is, quote, coming soon, end quote, to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Hawk the Ghoul has a new demo on PC. Okay, more scary stuff. The game will be released in 2026, though. And you got Tailspinner. This is a deck-building game where players will forge a path through a mythological Japanese landscape. You get to choose your character, gain companions, and work through branching storylines with your choices. Tailspinner will be released on PC in the future. Next year, year after that, who knows? Town to City was next, and they're going to get an animal update, so people are going to be getting pets. Have fun with that. Then there is Clawpunk, and there you're going to be a cat, and you'll battle some villainous games in Feral City, and this will be an arcade-type adventure. I'm going to get through the rest of these very quickly. Then they announced Windblown. If I see release dates, I'll let you know. That's in early access. Windblown is in early access on Steam. Cthulhu, The Cosmic Abyss, was also announced, and that'll be on PC on April 16th, 2026. Cloudheim is in early access. And then there's Rue Valley, like a story-type game. That'll be released on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on November 11th. Shadow of the Road, based in Japan, turn-based RPG, and that'll be in PC in the future. It Takes a War, FPS game, Q4, 2025 on PC, so sometime soon. Dark Hours, back to scary stuff. It's a survival horror game, and right now it's on early access on PC via Steam. Pax came up after that, got an official gameplay trailer, and that's a post-apocalypse courier service. It's a co-op type game where you have to deliver some stuff, but it's going to be treacherous. It's coming to PC in the future. Engine Fall. It's a PvP game. It's in real world. And this train wreck, the train network, is humanity's last refuge. It's where players need to craft, fight, and scheme their way through the train classes. You have to take control of the engine. Good luck. Q1 2026 on PC. Broken Sword, The Smoking Mirror, Reforged. Yeah, so this is going to be a remaster of the narrative-driven exploration game from 1997. Yeah, this has been a long time. But that's going to be coming with some new 4K visuals and remastered audio. Then came Painkiller. You'd be given your chance to redeem yourself as a champion. Or you could escape the backrooms. That's out today. Early access. Yeah. And it launches version 1.0 on PC. In secret mode, right now, wants to get ready for its debut on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Instruments of Destruction is now available on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, where you can crash through the walls and tear down buildings on a vehicle action game, because this is a physics-based demolition. Or we can go back to horror. Metroidvania, not that. Silver Pines. It's a survival horror Metroidvania. I could have people fight some nightmarish terrors. that will be released in 2026 on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch. First time I saw that one in PC. Then they went to Sinwalker. This is going to be a 2D pixelated side-scrolling narrative game, and it'll be up on everything in 2026. Will was next. You're in a sailboat for this one. Good luck. You got Crest of Tides, man, because this is Will Follow the Light. And that'll be released on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC in 2025. Ooh, you don't have much time there. Get out of Bazaar Corporation. Unhinged. Unhinged is the game, and you're in a Bazaar corporate experiment. Early access on PC 2027. That's the entire showcase. That's a lot to it. So what we'll say is, if you want to see that on a new monitor, $90, PC Games End, it's a $90, $90, the ASUS, ASUS, Tough Gaming, VG249QE5A gaming monitor, and it has a 1920 by 1080 screen resolution with 144 hertz refresh rate, and it's under $90. That's up on Amazon. Also say congratulations to Pokemon Legends ZNA because they went over 5.8 million copies in the first week. So good job to them. Oh, now Mario, he's going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Be a Nintendo life. That's good. Mario. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge for the weekly show. Go do it. And we'll see you there. Because this has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some video games, people.